Students at Eisenhower Junior High School in Taylorsville got an unusual lesson today. The children heard a presentation about pornography. The assembly is part of a pilot project organized by Salt Lake County to educate kids and parents about the dangers of what some are calling the new drug. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
Junior high students in Utah are not used to hearing about pornography in school. That was clear when Eisenhower's principal introduced the topic.
This topic is a sensitive topic. It is the effects of pornography. Okay, so.
But when Clay Olson, founder of the nonprofit Fight the New Drug, came on stage, he had their attention.
Hey guys, you guys hear me in the back up there?
Through stories, videos, and graphics, Olson explains that pornography can be addictive and that it harms relationships and society in general. Olson told KUER that because of the taboo nature of the topic, children don't get enough good information about it, and the world has changed since their parents were children.
Pornography is everywhere today. These kids are inundated with sexualized media messages and misunderstandings about love and intimacy and sex. And we wanted to get out there and be on the forefront of helping kids understand what the real dangers are when it comes to science and facts and what research is showing us today. And we think that's information that they need in today's society.
Olson says the vast majority of children will have viewed pornography by the time they graduate high school, and most are introduced between the ages of 8 and 11. At the end of his presentation, Olson asks the students if they will fight the new drug. A majority raise their hands.
Thanks so much for having us, guys. Appreciate it.
Salt Lake County Counselor Amy Winder Newton says a private donor is funding the presentations at schools around Taylorsville. It's a pilot program to see if this is something they want to take countywide.
From the administrators and other people who have seen the assemblies, they're thrilled. We've had a lot of parents who are really excited about it. We haven't had any pushback, but this is new.
A presentation for parents will take place at Taylorsville High School Tuesday evening at 7. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.